Hey, welcome back to the latest episode of Random List. This is Jesse Cohen. And yeah, it's not such a bad day, not that cold, but it's, you know, still winter. So what can you do? Anyway, today it happened again. I was shaving. I have a Zoom meeting and I cut myself. And I'm a hyper toilet paper user, meaning I dab a bit of toilet paper on my razor, you know, the shaving cut. I put it on. I do everything I'm supposed to do, and then I always rip it off right before I leave, but I do it a little too early, and it bleeds once again. So I was wondering, for men and women, is there any other alternatives to, you know, getting rid of that shaving cut, helping it stop the bleeding easier? And yeah, I found on popsugar.com. Now, I am not recommending any of these, but they are very interesting. I will say that. So the first one is, if you have any Visine, these are all home remedies, by the way. So first one is eye drops. So if you have any Visine, look for it. You apply eye drops to the cut and it literally will help constrict the blood vessels, okay? Next one, you know, I hear this all the time in old remedies, witch hazel, no idea what it is. I do know it is available for $6 to $10 on Amazon. It looks like rubbing alcohol, but who knows what it is. Use a Q-tip to dab the cut, and it's again slows the bleeding by contraction of the skin cells. Okay, a pencil, specifically a Clubman Styptic pencil. It's less than $2 at a drugstore. It has aluminum sulfate. It's basically a hemostat that stops the bleeding. Okay, chapstick. Yep, wax helps with blood clotting, and it's basically a temporary sealant. See, what I'm wondering is then when do you wipe it off? You know, at least with the toilet paper, you can rip it off. I don't know with these things, you know, when it comes off. Ice cube. Apparently, it's similar to witch hazel. It constricts the blood vessels. And it also, for you ladies, it makes the legs smoother. So there's an extra bonus. Last one, I wouldn't do it. I mean, the others I probably would do. This one I definitely would not do. Cayenne pepper, powdered kind. You sprinkle it on the cut. People swear it works. I, again, would never do it. So that is it. Those are all the home remedies for shaving cuts. If you have any others, you can let me know on Twitter at podcastlist, hashtag randomlist. I'm also on Instagram at randomlistpodcast. You can find me on all the podcast platforms. I'm there, you know, stop by, say hi, suggest a list. And as always, I track the steps that I take, that the professionals take. So if you're tracking, you know, let me know. Let me know what's going on. And as always, have a great day. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.